Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
Are we hearing God? Are we seeing God? Jesus said this when he was here on earth, he was walking. He said, I only do what I see the Father doing. That's powerful. And I only say what I hear the Father saying. Pretty powerful. And so let's look at this. Let's dive into this. I'm putting this up here. Hopefully y'all can see it pretty good. Is that if you have not seen our YouTube page and you're not on there, please visit our YouTube page, Purpose Church DE. There are a lot of different videos that's out there. The reason why I'm showing you this is because the series that I'm in right now, the preaching series that I'm in right now, I'm going to preach on Sunday, and if I don't get a chance to finish stuff, I'm going to teach it on Monday night Bible study at 7 p.m. on Zoom. But those recordings, if you can't make it, is on YouTube. So, like today, I know I'm not going to finish everything that I have in the message. So what I'm going to do is finish it during Bible study. And then when I come back on Sunday, then I'll preach it and y'all following what I'm saying. So if you're not listening or joining Bible study, you're missing a huge chunk of the sermon series. All right? So for everybody that's like, Monday, you know, Pastor, I just was in church with you on Sunday. I ain't trying to hear you again on Monday. Okay, watch the YouTube. And when you feel like you need it during the week, you can plug into it. But Purpose Church DE. All right, let's go. So Luke 3:21. We'll start down there. Now, when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, the visible heaven was open. And the Holy Spirit descended on him. And a voice came from heaven. You are my son, my beloved. In you, I am well pleased and delighted. And when he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age. And there's more to that verse, but I just stopped there. It starts going into the genealogy. When Jesus began his ministry, he was about 30 years of age. We're going to deal with numbers a little bit here. I wanted to bring this out to you, just maybe this will encourage a few people. So up to this point, remember last week or during Bible study, we talked about Jesus. It says he grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So up to this point in the life of Jesus, he was growing in wisdom. And now at this point, the Father says, right, from the voice of heaven, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased and delighted. And Jesus was just now beginning his ministry. Here's a reminder to us that sometimes you never have to do anything extraordinary for God to be pleased with you. Just go and grow, or grow and go with him. Amen. Jesus had not yet turned. He didn't turn water into wine. He didn't raise Lazarus from the dead. He didn't walk on the water. Or even as we heard the young man say, he didn't take the five loaves and the two fish and begin to feed all these different people. And his father says, oh, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased and delighted. So I just want to say this to us, like you don't have to do backflips and all of that kind of stuff to get God to be pleased with you. Just go with him and continue to grow in a relationship with him. Amen. So now the next chapter says this. Now, the focus of this message, if you're in a place where you feel like you're being tested, where you're being tried, some challenges is taking place in your life right now, this probably is going to be a message directly for you. And now Jesus, full of and in perfect communication with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan where he was baptized and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Wow. So this is like, I just gave my life to Jesus Christ. I feel like one of the brothers was talking about this at our gathering. I just gave my life to Jesus Christ. I just got baptized. God just said to me, I'm so pleased. The Holy Spirit grabs my arm and we begin to walk and he directs me into the wilderness. What's up with that? Like, I thought we were about to go do some extraordinary things, but the first place that the Holy Spirit leads Jesus is into the wilderness where there's going to be testing and trying. And so, listen, if you're in a place right now, whether you just gave your life to Christ or you're in this place of I'm coming back to the Lord or you're in this reset place, whatever it is that you're saying, I'm going higher in Jesus, please do not be surprised if you're being tested and tried. You are in good company, meaning with Jesus' company. And so now he's in the wilderness. Let me encourage us in this. To be Christ-like is to be in perfect communication with the Holy Spirit. And you say, Pastor Will, perfect? That's what we strive for. It said that Jesus, he was full of and in perfect communication with the Holy Spirit. How could it say that? Because when we give our life to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells on the inside of us. Therefore, the communication between God and us is perfected spiritually. It is not broken. But do we show up to hear from God? That's the question. I remember hearing God say this, like, I'm talking all the time. We just ain't listening. God has so much to share. It's almost like a little kid that just got like a bunch to say. And they just talking and talking and talking. And you're just like, yes, yes. And they're talking and they're going from one conversation to another and you're trying to follow them. And at times that's how we are. It's like, God, I thought you said like to do this. And now you're telling me to do this. And this is going on in my life. And God is in constant communication. The question becomes, are we listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us? And that is the place to get. It is not, I got to get to church so that I can hear the praise team sing a song, or I can hear the preacher preach, or I can hear the prayer pray. It's I got to get to God so that I can hear what he is saying to me. Every day, God has something he wants to say. If you do not have this, a journal, a notebook, even if it's on your phone, get one and be ready to record what you are sensing God saying to you. Because in the moment, it may not make sense, but if you go back to it, you'll say, that's what you were talking about, God. Be readily ready to hear and receive what God is saying. And then the song that y'all were singing, Open the Eyes of My Heart. Do you realize that God can show you some stuff as well? Write it down. And if it doesn't make sense, call one of them deep and spiritual brothers and sisters to help you interpret it. But don't just, well, I don't know what that was. God may be trying to reveal something to you that goes beyond your natural mind. And maybe spiritually, we're not at a place where we can understand it yet. Write it down. Amen? So to be Christ-like is to be in perfect communication with the Holy Spirit. So I love this in Galatians 5, chapter 16. We talked about this when we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. Paul says this. He says, but I say, walk habitually. Make it our habit to walk in or with the Holy Spirit, seeking him and being responsive to his guidance. Then it says this, when we do that, we will certainly not carry out the desires of the sinful nature, this flesh, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. I'm trying to really drill this point down. On purpose, we should make it our habit to spend time with God on purpose, like for real, for real. Like every day, daily, daily. Y'all get that? Daily, daily. I'm going to keep saying it until somehow like, all right, man, all right. Not every other day, not 2 days a week. It's not like hitting the gym. At least if I hit the gym 3 days a week, I'm good. No. Spiritual maturity is not like natural maturity. I think I said this last week, or I don't know when I said this. God is trying to catch us up. He's trying to catch us up. If you weren't here last week, spiritually things are moving at a faster speed than what we are moving as believers in Jesus Christ. And the reason why certain points are being drilled in is God is trying to catch us up to where he is in our life spiritually. And the way that we get caught up is by spending daily time with him in his presence. Make it our habit to seek God and be responsive to God. And the end result of that is that I will not give in to the desires of my flesh. Listen, please hear this. If we are consistently giving into the desires of our flesh, that means that I'm not spending enough time with God. Point blank. Amen? If consistently is what I'm talking, let me use the word habit. Let me flip it. If it is my habit to carry out the desires of my sinful nature, that means I am not seeking and being responsive to his guidance. Come on, does that make sense? So if it's my habit to give into the flesh, then it ain't my habit to be spending time with him. Y'all see that? So here it is, a good measurement. Like, am I growing? Which way is it? Is it my habit to just like do the things that my flesh, my mind, and my body and my sensual desires want to go? Or is it my habit to do the things of God? When I wake up every morning, and I know our flesh sometimes can be very grouchy, but eventually, what do I want to do? Is it things that do not have regard for God and his precepts and his teachings? Or is it, God, I want to be led by your spirit? Where do I lean to each day? Now, I know certain days are a little bit more challenging than others, but those good days, you got to go in. Listen, the days when you are feeling on top of the world, go deeper in God. Please hear what I'm saying. The days when you feel like everything is working out, go deeper in God. You know why? Because those are the fruitful days. You know what's coming next? Is a drought. Is a test. Is a trial. And please, y'all hear what I'm saying. Please hear what I'm saying. Those days when you wake up and you're like, I feel good today. Go deep in God. Please do not allow your mind to trick you that everything is good, because right around the corner might be something coming. And if I'll just put myself out there, because I like watching TV shows. So if I wake up feeling good and I just binge watch all day and I'm just feeling good, like this is me on a recliner, I'm feeling good, like just like chilling, and I'm eating ice cream and cookies and all of that. And I'm just like, I'm like, Alicia, I feel good. Like, I feel like I'm on top of the world. You better pause that video and spend some time with God. Come on. It's just as what we were talking about giving. If you ain't putting nothing in the ground, ain't nothing coming up. If you're not putting any word in your heart, when you need it, it ain't coming up. If you're not meditating upon the scripture, when you need it, it's not coming up. If you're not spending time praising God and setting an atmosphere in your home, when you need it, it's not there. And for some of us, we're like, why is the atmosphere in my home so like whatever this demonstration is? Y'all come up with whatever it is. Tight and like, whatever that is to y'all, whatever it is, it's not like, yeah, yeah. If you feel like you can't dream in your space, it's crowded, it's clouded, right? You need to set the atmosphere in your place. Well, Pastor Will, I got a roommate. Listen, when they ain't there, blast that music. I remember I had to do this when on college campus, where I had to put headphones on, right? Blast that music. Go somewhere else. Please do not just give in to the atmosphere that you know that is not of God. Change the atmosphere. Change it. Don't just give in to it. Shift it. Well, they're going to look at me crazy. The reality is you helping them. The blessing of God on you is helping them. And they'll thank you for it later. Amen? How did we get all on that? Luke 4:2. For 40 days, Jesus, being tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during those days. And when they ended, Jesus was hungry. Let me talk about this number 40 for a moment. This may be for people. If you want to take a picture of it, you can, or watch the video. The number 40 holds significant symbolic meaning throughout the Bible, often seen as a period of testing, trial, and preparation. It is a time during which individuals or groups are refined and prepared for new phase or new mission. All right? Now, I don't want us getting caught up in 40, right? So I don't want you to go home and be like, so I started that new job or that new position on January 1st, and then 30 days was February, and then we had about 40 right now. Like, don't get caught up in that, right? Even though we're trying to teach a biblical, something biblical truth that was in here, I don't want us to kind of get caught up in the calculation where you start feeling like, oh, man, maybe I'm about to go into, like, don't get caught up in that. What I want us to see is that there are periods of time in our life when God will lead us into a place of testing, trial, and preparation. So not just stopping on the moment of I'm being tested, I'm being tried, but also preparation. The testing and the trying is preparing you for something. For Jesus, it was preparing him for his ministry. He got baptized. He was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights being tested and tried by the enemy. And after that, his ministry immediately began. Are y'all with me? So the Holy Spirit may lead us to places where we are tested to see what is in our heart. Before God puts us in a certain place, he is testing and trying us so that we can see what's in our heart, so that we'll be prepared for what it is that we're stepping into. One of the things that God will never do is send somebody somewhere ill-prepared. So if I show up spiritually someone and I fit somewhere and I feel like, God, you didn't prepare me for that, you missed the test. And you decided to go the other way. You cheated. You looked over your neighbor's shoulder and you wrote down there and you got somewhere where you were not supposed to be. God will never get us. Why? Because everything that he does for us is for his name's sake. So if I fail in this assignment that God has led me to, his name is not glorified in that. Amen? So God will never put us in a place that he is leading us to ill-prepared. It is often us that kind of like, I'm going to kind of cut this corner. I think I'm ready. They're like, God, where are you? And he's like, I'm back here. I'm at the trial. You jumped over trial and preparation. And now you're feeling it. So I hope that meets someone right on their front steps And maybe somebody here is about to make a decision. And maybe today God is pulling your coattail and saying to you, hold on, you're still in phase two. Test it, tried, preparation, release. And sometimes we're not being released, we're jumping. Because I think I'm ready. Sometimes we say, you ever say this? I think I can do a better job than they can. But you don't know what atmosphere that comes with. You don't know what fight that comes with. You don't know what you are going to lose when you step into that. So please allow God to test you, try you, prepare you, and then you just step into it. And listen, there's no grand entrance. Jesus, listen to this. Jesus did not come into the city like on Palm Sunday after he came out of the wilderness. He just stepped into his ministry. Palm Sunday came a long time later, y'all. Almost 3 years later. So when Jesus comes down from the mountain, there is no, woo, here comes Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God. There is no palms being laid down. He just transitioned into it. So the sign of celebration and everything may not be the sign that it is your time to step into whatever it is that you're trying to force yourself into. Test, try, preparation, release. Amen. Deuteronomy 8:1 says this. God is speaking to his people. He says, every commandment that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, so that you may live and multiply, look, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers. Praise God. Verse 2, and you shall remember always the ways which the Lord your God led you these 40 years, there's 40 again, in the wilderness. So that, look at what's happening. God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, so what? That he might, can y'all say it, humble? Like those words. Humble and test you. Look, and to know what is in your heart or your mind. Why? Because, paraphrase, God is like, I want to see if you're going to keep my commandments. I want to see if you're going to keep my word. People of God, please hear this. That, and this word here, led, is very important. If you feel like God is leading you, you're following God's direction, and all of a sudden, you bump up against testing or trial or preparation, that means that God is trying to prepare you for something that you're about to step into. Something you're stepping into spiritually, mentally, physically, whatever it is, whatever it is. Just go and grow with God. And this is the reason why God is just saying, spend consistent time with me so that you don't try, you know, we're so calculated people, you know, so... So let me see. If I spend 30 days meditating upon the word, maybe that will prepare me for that promotion that I think that I'm going to get. Like, no. Read the Bible because you want to be close to God, not because you want something. That's not a good relationship. It's like I'm only with you because I want something. And after I get what I want, I'm out. That's not good. You know what that is? And the Bible talks about this. You don't know what that's called? Prostitution. That's what that is. And the Bible talks about that in the Old Testament, that we're prostituting God. We're going out there and we're spending time. And as soon as we get what we want, we go back to our life. It's like I got my fix and then I'm going back. And God is saying, I want relationship. And this relationship is going to lead you to a place of testing. It's going to lead you to a place of trying. It's going to lead you to a place of preparation. But listen, relationship is also going to be with you when you arrive. But if you don't do it in relationship, listen, you will arrive and you're going to be single. You're going to be by yourself. And God is back here saying, come on back home, so that you can learn what it is that you needed to learn, but you skipped a few steps. So what is one of the main reasons for the humbling and the testing? God wants to see what's in our heart or mind to see if we will keep his commandments, his word. Because if I cannot keep God's word today, I'm not going to keep it in that place. Have you ever said this? God, if you can just make this right, I'll serve you. I'll do what's right, God. If you can just change my schedule, I'll spend more time with you. If you can just, then I. And God is saying, why don't you do it now? And together we attack whatever it is that you're believing me for. What's the phrase? Sugar daddy? Y'all know what a sugar daddy is? Not the candy. If you just take care of me, God, then I'll be all yours. I'm all yours. And I know you'll take care of me. Amen. And so let me wrap this up. The final verse, Deuteronomy 8:3 says, and he humbled you and allowed you to be hungry and fed you with manna, a substance which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, so that he might make you understand by personal experience that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Praise God. So God is trying to get us as believers in Jesus Christ to live by his word. Praise God. Amen. So wrapping up, what is God saying? Here's a few different points you can take home with you. How did I get here? God led us. Right? So if you believe that I am where I am today, because God led me to be there. But in this place, he may be humbling and testing us. The reason for the humbling and the testing and the trial is that he wants to see what's in our heart. In other words, what are we thinking? He wants to know what are we thinking. And here is the flip side of it. He wants us to know what we're thinking. It's exposure. How's your day going? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Are you really? Do you really believe that? How are things going? You know, things are going great. Are they really? What's going on in your mind? Right? And so God is trying to expose things, whether we would keep his word or not. Are we in the habit of doing the word, or are we in the habit, going back to Galatians 5:16, of doing the carnal nature apart from God? This part, God may be humbling us and allowing us to be, and you fill in the blank. What are you experiencing in your life right now? And if you feel like you're in this place, is God allowing you to, whatever that is, whatever that trial, that test is? He provided something we did not know. If I can just share this with you. And then the other part says, and neither did our fathers know. For some people in here, God is trying to do something in your life that you didn't know and your parents and your grandparents didn't know. God is trying to do something different. And if you're in this place and you keep trying to hold on because it don't look familiar, let it go. Stop being afraid of something that you don't know. Just because you don't know it and your parents didn't know it and or whoever it is, the generations, just because they didn't talk about it and didn't know it, don't mean that it's not God doing something in your life. God had to get them out of Egypt, take them through the wilderness so that he can prove something to them that they never experienced in Egypt. They never experienced manna coming out of the sky in Egypt. So is God like testing some of us because we are just like holding on? Ain't nobody ever tell me not like that before. You sending me where? My parents never talked to me. My mentor never. God is trying to see, will you obey him more than yourself and somebody else? Will you obey his word? Will you obey his word? Or are we so familiar that we will reject God because it doesn't make sense here? And this is the reason why he's saying, I'm testing so that we can see what's in your mind. What are you thinking? Like, even right now, as I'm talking, what are you thinking? What are you wrestling with? Like right now, as I'm talking, this is the imagery that I'm getting right now with some people, that there are these wires that's crossed in some mind. And as God is sharing his word, he's renewing the mind, which means that some of the wires are trying to restructure and reshape, and some are becoming disconnected. And if I can use this phrase, it is, it's freaking some people out. Can I say that? It's causing some people like, whoa. But this is the reason why I lock into God, because he's got you. He's got you. Listen, do something with God that you never did before. As long as he's leading you. It's not blind faith. It's I feel like God is leading me. Go. And grow. What are you scared of? And I know the feeling. I don't know what's on the other side. I don't know who's on the other side. And some relationships may not last. Amen? Amen. Don't allow what you know to dictate what you are sensing God doing. And then he says, that he might make us understand through personal experience. This is personal, y'all. That we live by his word. Amen? So again, the testing, number one, you're being led by God. I feel like this is the direction I need to be going in. And now I'm being tested and tried and prepared. And in the midst of this time in my life, there's some things that's coming up that's being exposed that is in my thinking, that's in my ways. And God is saying, that's what I'm after. If vibration is causing things to come to the top, God's got you. It's causing things to come to the top. So that not just God sees it, he already has an idea of it. But guess who needs to see it? We need to see it about ourselves. And some of us need to see the fact that I'm afraid of I don't know what. I'm just straight up scared of certain things. And God is saying that the testing is bringing that to the top. But he won't leave you vulnerable. The idea is to trust him more and to live your life according to his word. He's just trying to lead you back to himself. So I'm leading you through this so you can be with me. I'm leading you through this so you can be with me. And yeah, we're going to explore things. We're going to go to London. We're going to do all these. You're going to start a business. You're going to get a family. You're going to have kids. You're going to do all these great things. You're going to travel the world. But he's like, but I don't want you to do it without me. And some of you guys are on the edge right now of about to do some things, and you know your relationship with God is not right. And he is saying, come, step back. That doesn't mean you backsliding. You're just saying, where are you at, God? Oh, I'm with you.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.